Good morning. I got a little text from our little 10-year-old granddaughter this morning up in Illinois, and it was three words that just said, "He is risen." So, good morning on Easter Sunday. We want to welcome all of our visitors. We do have Krill and Vicky back. It's also awesome to see you guys. I don't think we're having class today, are we? That's too bad, Creel, because Jim made a comment one day, "I miss Creel." So, good to have you here. Also in the back is Nicole Doyle from Oklahoma City. Raise your hand so everybody can see. There she is. Good to have you. Do we have any other first-time visitors here with us today, first-time visitors? Wayne, Heather, every time you come, your family gets a little bigger. So, is there anybody we haven't met yet?
No, this is it.
Okay. It's okay. You know, we've got a nephew that has 7 children. But anyway, so we all come from big families, so it's wonderful. All right, any other visitors that we want to acknowledge? All right, well, we'll go ahead and go into our prayer request. So, Casey, Hank will get that after we're done. I've got a couple real quick. One is that Debbie Ennis, we know Debbie Ennis, right? She just lives right around the corner here with Jimmy. She has shoulder surgery tomorrow. Is that correct, Beth? Shoulder surgery. So let's keep Debbie in our mind. Also, Beth will be going to her follow-up appointment tomorrow. She'll be ending up in Tulsa for her surgery. We'll know a scheduled date by tomorrow. But just keep ongoing prayers for Beth and all this time that she has to think about. All right, prayer requests. We'll start, Casey, on this side toward the back coming forward. Any prayer requests, just raise your hand. Deborah, just talk right in the mic. Tell us your name, Deborah. I think it's on.
My name's Deborah, and I'm requesting prayer for Mary Stone Cypher. She's really not doing too good. And I went and seen her the other day, and she was glad to have me come and visit. But she called me last night about 9 o'clock, and she told me that she really wanted to be here, but that she's really not doing too good right now.
Thank you, Deborah.
I told her that I'll request prayers for her, and then I'll call and check on her when church is out. So,
thank you.
But we need prayers.
Thank you, Deborah. We really appreciate you giving us an update on Mary. Also, I'll add to Mary, if somebody wants to give an update, great. We want to remember Allie and Leon. And also Louise. I haven't seen Louise in a while. I don't know. Okay, so she's traveling. It's not something. Thank you for sharing that. Let's be prayer for Louise and her travels then, okay? All right, other prayers. Yes, Charla.
I'm Charla. I've asked for prayer for a coworker of mine, Jamie Forster. She did have surgery finally last week. They removed a lot of scar tissue. If y'all don't remember, she got hurt at work. She mashed her hand really bad. So she said she was in a lot of pain during physical therapy. So if you guys could just remember, quick healing and for the pain, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Charla, very much. This side, just raise your hand, prayer requests. All right, Casey, we'll go to this side. Here's Vicky up here.
Okay, I'm Vicky. I have an almost 96-year-old mother-in-law, and she just found out she has liver cancer. She has faith, but I just told her that I promised her I would pray, and we would pray, that she would just have, you know, hope for her future and peace. And so she's not afraid. She just needs prayer.
Yes, and so do we all. Yes, back here, Brent.
I'm Brent Pollitt, and I'd like to request prayers for my dad. He's having quadruple bypass open heart surgery day after tomorrow. His name's Carl, and thank you for prayers last week for Josie for speedy healing on her ankle. She was actually played 2 college ball games last week, so thank you for those prayers.
Thank you. Brent, you know, I've had quadruple bypass, and if your dad needs somebody to talk to, please don't forget. And look at me now. Look how handsome. See what it did for me? It's amazing. Thank you. Yeah, I'll do anything for applause. Thank you very much. All right, other prayers on this side or any prayer requests at all? Yes.
Missy Paulette.
Yeah.
Josie has a classmate that graduated with her that just an unspoken, we need to pray for him. He's had a life-changing event in his life, and I just want to pray for him and his family.
Very good. Thank you very much. And we're also happy to see the Sabin family made it back from Ireland safely, and apparently they had a great time. Oh, just Levi? She's still over there. Okay, well, we're thankful that Levi made it. And we want to pray for Maddie and, mom, so Cindy, so their continued travels. Any other prayer requests? I don't want to miss anybody. All right, with that said, let's go ahead and have our prayer song, and Casey, take that up here to Hank.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now, and Lord, we are so very thankful for this day that you've given us, Lord, that we can celebrate your resurrection, Lord, and the fact that you have given us all the opportunity for life eternal with you, Lord. So I just pray that as we go on through the day, we can keep that on our mind, and of course, down the road, Lord, as we strive to serve you more, that we would just indeed follow you and follow your commands, that we might draw closer to you. Lord, we are very thankful for our visitors today and different ones that have been gone, Vicki and Creel. They're back with us today, Lord, and we are so very thankful for that. We want to lift up Debbie Ennis and her shoulder surgery coming up, Lord, and just pray that the doctors will, over the surgery, will do well, and, Lord, that she'll be able to recover quickly. And we want to continue to lift up Beth as she has a follow-up date this coming week, and that she'll learn more about her surgery date. So, Lord, we just pray for that, and again for her doctors. We want to lift up Mary Stone Cypher, who's not been with us for a while, Lord, and we just know she's not been doing that good. And we pray that you could be with her, just strengthen her, that Mary might be able to be back with us soon. And also for Allie, who's been gone and in the hospital for quite a while, Lord, and for Leon, just that you would be with the, both of them, and of course, especially Allie, and let her recover, that she might be back with us. And Lord, for Louise Ryan, who's traveling with her family, we just ask that you would be with them, allow them a safe journey, and that they can enjoy the fellowship of one another and have a good trip, Lord. And a friend of Charles, Jamie Forster, has had hand surgery, and that you would just be with her as she's going through therapy right now and in a lot of pain, that you would be with her and just allow her to get along well, Lord. And also we want to lift up Vicki's mother-in-law, who is 96, and that just found out that she has cancer, Lord. And we are thankful for the fact that she knows you, Lord, and that she's not worried about her future, Lord, but we would ask that you would just be with her and give her comfort through this time. And also Brent's dad, Carl, who's going to have open heart surgery on Tuesday, that you'd be with him and especially be with the doctors as they perform the surgery and just help him to recover quickly. Also, we thank you for Josie's recovery this week from her ankle injury and the fact that she's recovered quickly and been able to play this past week. And also for the young man that graduated with Josie and for the change that he's making in his life right now. We just pray that you would be with him, give him strength, Lord. We want to continue to lift up Maddie and Cindy as they're still in Ireland, that you would bring them home safely Tuesday as they come back this way. And we thank you for a safe trip thus far. And we have been praying for Melody and Marion's childhood friend that's taking the chemo treatments, that you would just continue to be with her and strengthen her through this time. And we want to lift up Taylor Johnson right now and appraise for first time in probably 6 weeks that she has improved and doesn't have anything else right now that's bothering her, and she just needs more time to recover. So we thank you for that. Please be with our nation and our leaders and help them to look to you for guidance. Also, continue to be with Israel, Lord. And as Mike Huckabee is over there and going to be over there to be the link between Israel and the U.S., Lord, and we thank you for that. The ask that you'd be with our first responders and what's going on with all the weather we've had these last couple days, Lord. And also, please be with our military as they are on the front lines, that they are there to protect our country, Lord, and give us the opportunity to be able to worship you freely and not worry about anything. We thank you now for all your blessings, and again, for this day you've given us to celebrate your resurrection and our salvation to come. We thank you now, and we pray all these things in your name. Amen.